having watched very few wrestling matches.
Understandable.
But I still get the sense...
I watch your dog shows sometimes, yeah. You know, pretty cool.
I have nothing to do with crafts at
okay.
all. But having watched very few wrestling matches, I'm still very aware of the theatricality mm-hmm. of them.
Yes.
And that you guys come out and there is a performance element. So as well as being very skilled, gifted athletes, mm-hmm. you take it to another level that you don't get in boxing, you don't
Absolutely.
Get in other ring sports.
Absolutely. Probably to a place where you don't get it in any other sport or entertainment or combination that I know of. What makes me feel good is to help other people.
Yeah. Your opponents in the ring mightn't have thought that when
this
you were wrestling
true.
Them.
Yeah,
yeah,
I know.
Because
yeah.
you were the bad guy.
I got real mean.
Yeah.
Sincere. I've been stabbed 3 times. Last time an inch from the heart.
Was that by somebody you were fighting? Or was that just a disgruntled fan?
Fans, yeah. And there was a time in my life when I was sabotaged in Madison Square Garden when I was 19. They called me into Madison Square Garden at 19 years old. It was unheard of. And it was this boy wonder, and promoters came from all over the place. And bottom line, I went to play my bagpipes in the ring, and they wouldn't work. And I threw them down and went after my opponent, and they literally come to me in New York and said, don't call us, we'll call you, and sent me home in a cab. When I got to New York before that, the captain of the battle, Freddie Blassie, had said, we don't want you, we've been watching you, and I thought they were kidding. They were serious, and they stuck 6 feet of toilet paper up my chanter, which is where, for those folks who don't know, where the tenor, where the you use the fingers,
yeah.
to because they really didn't want me.
Okay, so imagine I am your opponent.
Okay.
Now, I'm asking you now, please do not act out any moves.
Okay.
Because I have to, I've got children too, and I'd like to see them grow up. I'm afraid of you.
And you're very beautiful also.
thank you. So what's your gig? What do you do when you walk out? So I'm standing in the corner, quaking.
Okay.
Right, okay, because Roddy Piper is coming at me, okay?
I'll tell you, I was one of the elite. I was probably the smallest.
Okay.
But I was the most intense. And if I lock into you, I can get right into your soul.
You are giving me a really scary stare.
Yeah. I can get. I don't know why.
Right.
I have a knack
right.
for it, and I can beat most guys before I have to touch them.
Really?
Yeah. Most guys, I can get in there and find out where you're at.
Right. Where am I?
And then I know if I got a fight or not.
Have you got a fight here?
Oh, you'd be a fighter. Oh, yeah. I never underestimate your opponent. You'd be a corker, you would.
I think I could take on Roddy
yeah,
Piper.
At least a good tag partner, anyway. It's good fun. When I started, it was very rough.
Yeah.
Everybody carried guns, and it was really rough. I'll just give you an idea. I don't know, I had like 30-some-odd car crashes. Went down in an airplane. I've been stabbed 3 times. I've been electrocuted. I've had cancer. I've got 7 screws in the neck. This hip was replaced in 94. This shoulder's broken right now. So, okay, we're in the ring. When I was coming at you, I wasn't putting on a show for the fans. Yes, when I swung the kilt off, and if I decided to look over and buffoonerize a little bit, that's one thing. But what makes you draw a lot of money is I really need to beat you. Or if nothing else, I really need to walk out of that ring superior to you so the promoter will book me in a superior position, allowing me to feed my family in a superior way.
But what happened as well with you is that you became as renowned for your interviews, for your banter, for the style of delivery, of how you were verbally wrestling in a way as opposed
Very
to physically
so.
Wrestling. So
yeah.
Where did that come from?
I tell you, the way they started this, they would give these guys, younger guys, just to beat on TV.
Right.
And I said to myself, if they're going to see me wrestle, they're going to have to pay. And I said to Vince McMahon, you give me a bow tie and a mic stand 5 weeks, I don't get the job done, I'm out of here. And the next TV was Piper's Pit. And you know what? I didn't have a clue what I was going to do. I didn't know who was going to be on it. This gentleman, this Puerto Rican gentleman with freckles named Frankie Williams, I swear, the camera came on. I got the microphone. Like, what do you do? I'm an interviewer. What do you, I go, so where are you from? In the thickest Puerto Rican accent, he says, I'm from Columbus, Ohio. We got a show.
When you come back, I want you to come back and I want you to co-present the show that I do.
I want you to open
it like that. We've got a show.
You betcha. You're marvelous.